Hi, this is Brenda Daly with Real Women, a podcast about women in independent film. But today we're talking with Joseph Espinoza for his movie, I don't know how to pronounce it.
Dilección.
And what is that about?
it's pretty much what it means. It's unconditional love. It's what you're willing to put on the line for someone else. That's pretty much what it is.
Oh, that's beautiful. So is it like action adventure?
I would want to say more like a thriller / horror. It's a mix of things.
Super fun. So what gave you the inspiration to do this?
One time my wife was like, why do you do so many cop action movie stuff? You should throw some romance. So I did, but I did it my own way.
Oh, of course. Well, I think men and women have a different idea of how... Right. Romance should be played anyway.
Yep.
So and what's your descent? Where are you from?
I'm from Tampico, Tamaulipas, which is Mexico. Uh-huh. But I've been here for about 10 years now. So.
Oh, okay. So I was gonna say, what was your idea of romance different from your wife's?
She wanted a very like a chick movie. You know, like maybe you should try that. And I was like, sure. And that's how we started to become it was pretty much a chick movie.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, no. They need some action and some power in here. And thanks to her, we turned out to be, this whole super circle of romance / thriller / my style, her style. It was pretty good.
So she's very involved in
oh,
your
yeah,
movie.
Super. Anything I do, it's she's the one. I am like, hey, baby, what do you think about this? Yes, no, maybe. And uh-huh. then whatever she says, that's how I do.
So I find that with a lot of couples, too, it's like it's always the couples, they bring their partner involved. So I think that's super wonderful and interesting. I'm still waiting for my husband to jump in.
one day, I promise you. Yeah, this is my beautiful wife,
Oh,
Amanda.
Well, come here, Amanda. Hi, I'm Brenda from Real Women, and we're doing a podcast right now, Amanda.
Awesome.
And I wanted to ask you, because he said that you wanted to be more romantic. So what was the difference? Like when he was writing it and you guys were putting it together, what was different than his part of romance for yours? Because he did romance you.
Yes. So I am very much like sappy romantic. I love like The Notebook and I love like Moulin Rouge and all those kind of stuff. He's very much not. He's uh-huh. like the opposite. So I kind of tried to like push him a little bit further this one because he's never done anything like that before. So I like what he did with this one. I think it turned out really cool.
So what do you do for the movie? Like are you the mother of the movie? Like you feed everybody and
I like the term queen. I am actually the makeup artist for this film.
Oh great.
Yeah, so anytime you see somebody, dead or bloody, like that was me, I did that.
Awesome.
I'm trying to kind of build that and be more into the film community with that. He was really cool with this film getting me more involved because I was a makeup artist for the last few films as well.
Uh-huh.
But he wanted to do something, a little bit more intricate with the makeup. So that was really cool.
As far as story's concerned now, are you kind of like getting into it?
Yeah, very much so. I watched it when he was editing it. I've been there for like all the scenes and I'm just like, every time I'm there, I'm like captivated. I'm like, this is crazy.
It's really, yeah. really fun.
Yeah, and I don't understand like how his brain works. He's thinking of a million different things at once. So it's like, seeing it all like come together and he's so creative. So it's like, I never even would have thought of this, it's crazy.
Well, I think that's super exciting that you guys do this together.
Yeah. I want to say, I can't do anything without her.
She's your wife, you better not.
Right, I like her.
No, I think that's super wonderful because I've been making films since 2011. My father, my husband's been kind of like, yeah, whatever. It's funny though, that lately though, he's been kind of like,
Yeah,
you should do this. So a lot of the jokes, because I do Mom Squad, a lot of the jokes he puts in because it's like, I would never have said that. But I think it's wonderful when families get together and they make films because your film people that you work with are your family.
Absolutely.
So I think that's great. Is there anybody in film that inspires you as a woman that you like, that you admire in the industry? Besides your wife, of course.
Oh, well, I mean. In the industry, I think there's too many people to just really mention, but what I like is that you guys, your ladies really don't have a filter when it comes down to doing these things. You guys are like, no, we can do it. Let's do it. And that's what I like about the woman, the power.
Very
when
powerful.
They just like, you know what? Like I told my wife, I'm like, baby, I want to do this thing, but I don't know. Can I do this? Can I do that? And she's like, we can do it. Let's just do it. So that's the thing. You guys just kind of put it for
I
us.
It's super important to have that support system. I mean,
yes.
either way. And I think to... what's nice about a husband and wife working together is that you're not just getting a male side or a female side, you're getting it combined. So if it's horror or Western or whatever it is, it's super important that you get a little bit of both, because you're actually going for both demographics.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, this was super fun talking to you guys. I would like to do a more extensive interview in the future, but I'm excited to see the movie, and I'd love to talk to you guys about it after.
Yeah, no problem.
So I can see it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
I would
love that. Thank you. And I'm sorry, what is your name?
My name is Amanda.
Amanda Espinoza and Joseph Espinoza. All right. I can't wait to see the movie. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
I haven't seen the film, so what is your name?
My name is Kevin Sanders.
And Kevin, what do you play in this movie?
I play Detective Hunter.
Okay. And so what do you think of, what's your character like?
I want to say he's more so like an overachiever. Like he looks at the main character's job and pretty much kind of like goes after it. Like he wants his title. He just wants, you know, he just kind of, he's almost like a Boy Scout, you know, he just kind of goes above and beyond. And
awesome. Now, is this your first film?
No, it's not.
And are you a local in Las Vegas?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. And so what other films have you been in?
Actually, so this is my third feature film that I've been in this year.
Oh, okay. And what are the other two?
The second one, I'm not quite sure. I can't remember what the name of was.
Is it a name unknown?
Literally, I was, it was a rush call. And so I was there for like 2 hours. I delivered like 3 lines. I found out that my scene, even though my character wasn't important, but the scene was, so
right.
I mean, like, yeah, so
you're just you're like a bridge what was going on in the story.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, awesome.
But the first one, I was actually in, it was called Six Wheels from Hell. It was a horror type film, yeah.
And, awesome.
You know, college kids go off to, from California to Vegas, you know, and all of a sudden get caught by a trucker and all mayhem.
Have you been an actor in Vegas for a while now, or?
Yes, I grew up out here. I do a variety act over at, I used to do a variety act over at Planet Hollywood.
I hear you, COVID.
So I've been performing, doing like a lot of circus arts and stuff like that for a little over 10 years now.
And what high school did you go to here?
Silverado.
Oh, okay. That's funny because my daughter went to LVA.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but she just came back to Vegas from COVID because she lived to LA and she went to the American Academy of Dramatic Arts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I thought maybe you might have gone to LVA because you're into it then.
Yeah, I went to Silverado, and then I went to CSN. I started studying theater there with Doug Baker.
Okay.
And then I ran off to the circus, and I started doing circus arts
for a good while.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Mm-hmm. So now what's next for you?
Honestly, I'm just kind of putting myself out there. If, I'm auditioning, you know, whatever I see fits for me. I've been doing a lot of writing. Because you know, booking things isn't easy, and so
right. So, do you also want to be a filmmaker?
Yes, absolutely. So, I do stunts. I'm getting into writing. I'm getting into film stuff like that, and so I'm kind of trying to get well rounded within the film industry. You know,
yeah, I'm the creator of Mom Squad. I don't know if you've seen any of it.
I have. Yeah, right on.
So I totally get it, but I'm also an actor.
Oh, okay.
So I just got cast in Tommyknockers as Sally.
Oh, congrats.
Yeah, it's my fifth time auditioning for him, so I'm so happy to get that part.
Congrats.
I have no idea what it entails. I go, I hope there's no nudity because I ain't doing that. And they were going, no. I was like, oh, thank God. But yeah, so that's great. I'm just surprised I haven't seen you, that's all. Because I'm at every single freaking function out here for the last, I don't know, 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of starting to do a lot more things. I've done a few different shorts out here in Vegas. I was in My Name is Art. That's actually on Amazon Prime.
Okay, awesome.
So if you have that, was directed by Shahab Zaghari. I don't know if you've heard of him.
He is a Facebook friend.
Yeah, okay.
I'm at Abigail Haunty. I play Marge.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
right
I play the crazy old lady.
Oh. Yeah.
That's also on Amazon Prime.
Oh, nice.
So with Kelly Schwartz, you know Kelly?
I've seen the Facebook name. I don't know the face.
If you ever get a chance to work with him, he's like the nicest guy ever. So you should definitely do that.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sorry. And your name one more time, so I just have a recording.
Kevin Sanders.
Kevin Sanders. I'm Brenda Daly, and this is Real Women. And I would love to interview you sometime in the future if I could just get your name and number, and then I'd like to do like a more extensive interview.
Absolutely.
But I'm excited to see you in the movie, and if you want to talk after, that'd be great.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, this is Brenda Daly, and this is Real Women, a podcast celebrating women in independent film. This is Ben.
Hello.
What's your last name, Ben?
Zarecki.
Zarecki, and we're at, I can't say the name, Delictitine?
Yes, Delictitine.
Delictitine. I can't even say it. I'm a horrible.
Deliction. Spanish.
Deliction. Yes, okay, yes. So what did you do in this movie?
I actually was on for one day. There's a scene in the movie where SWAT team comes in to raid the warehouse or whatever it may be, and I was one of the SWAT guys.
Oh, awesome.
Yes.
So I know you've been doing a lot of filmmaking lately.
Yes.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been in about 7 years now.
Oh, okay.
I got started back in Ohio, and I moved out here almost 2 years ago, and
okay.
I've just starting to meet people out here, do
awesome.
More stuff out here.
So how many movies have you done since you've been here?
I want to say about four or five now.
Four or five, and one
yes.
was Mom Squad.
Mom Squad, that was a
I
really good one.
I get to watch
one.
You every
yes.
day, get
yes.
your ass kicked, it's really fun. So what made you want to be in films?
I believe when I was a younger kid, there's a couple movies that really inspired me, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter, Double Dragon, and I just got a feeling out of it, and I just knew one day that I want to do that.
Right.
And it's just being in movies and doing stunts, it's just thrilling. It's just
so what
thrill.
Is your goal as far as, like, do you want to be, like, a lead action hero, or are you looking to just be a fantastic stunt guy that does every film you've run across?
Well, my biggest goal is to be able to put down my tool belt as a carpenter and do stunts for a living.
Okay.
So, you know, that's really my goal. I mean, if it goes anywhere else, that's great. I'm not trying to be, like, the number one guy in the world, but
uh-huh.
I just would like to be part of the industry.
Just be working out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so why Vegas and not L.A.?
Well, Vegas, I was offered a job opportunity, so it brought me out to the West Coast, and I'm using Vegas as a stepping stone, so I'm going to eventually get a job over in Los Angeles in the carpentries,
uh-huh.
so I can be over there and do stunt work over there.
So what happens if LA doesn't open up for that?
Well, then I'll just, wherever I'm at, I'm just going to do what I can with what I can and meet people and...
No, we're taping. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I cannot edit. I'm really good at this. Okay.
So, yeah. So, you know, if LA shuts down, I'll just continue to progress wherever I'm at.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
So do you want to do any other aspects of filming besides stunt work and being the lead actor?
Absolutely. I would like to get behind the camera and start learning like blends and shots. And there's just so much to the other side of it with filming and stuff.
Right.
So I would like to, maybe look into being a camera. Maybe looking to someday directing my own film.
Right. So do you write?
No, I do not. But I would like to learn.
You know what? Just pick it up.
Yeah.
Download a free program.
Right.
I think there's a couple of good ones. There's Studio Binder, and then there's Celtics. Celtics only free on your phone because
oh,
I literally only write on my phone.
Okay.
So, but yeah, definitely. And then you can take a cinematography class. And then basically most of us independent filmmakers, at least out here that I know of, we just learn as we go.
Right.
So I think that, you know, anybody can be a filmmaker. You just have the passion and you just have to tell a good story.
Well said.
I sat with Seth Rogen in the biggest conference of the world for producers, and this is what his team said: we know the sound's gonna suck, we know the picture's gonna suck, but did you tell a good story? Did we believe the story? Did we like the story? Because if you have those things, then you're hired.
So
that's always a good thing to know. I can't wait to work with you in the future.
Likewise.
I did get you some FaceTime in Mom's
Squad. Yes, and thank you for bringing me on. I had a great time.
Yeah, it was a good day.
Yes, it was.
But for sure, it was good talking to you.
Yes.
And I would love to interview you after the film or maybe just sometime in the future.
Sure.
I do have your number.
Okay, great.
Okay,
absolutely.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, man.
I always have my critique on myself on, you know, things I could have done a little bit better and stuff like that.
I can't watch myself.
You know, it's...
That's normal actor stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, it's... I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun.
A minute I was lost, but I think that it was really well done. And it's always, you know, mm-hmm. when you do this, you always, it's like the thing you do before you. But I think he could probably sell this for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that was really good. So you did a really good job.
Thank
I just
you
wanted
so
to
much.
Let you know that.
Ah, I appreciate it.
No problem.
Thank
yeah,
you.
It was so, great.
I so enjoyed it.
Definitely
a lot.
Be called. Yeah. So. Yeah, it was good. Huh. Yeah, it's good to know you're around. Awesome. Steve Delgado.
Yes,
Stevie D.
Okay, hi. I'm Brenda Daly. Yeah. I know we've met before.
Yes, we have.
But I just wanted to ask you what you thought about your movie.
Like review? Like about...
Yeah, honestly, I have to tell you, I loved your character, and I really loved the whole thing that you did. I thought you were extremely likable. And even though you were in probably a very unlikable situation.
Yeah.
So I thought you did an excellent job.
Thank you so much. Yeah. For me, I enjoyed the whole movie, enjoyed it myself. As far as my performance,
critique yourself.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, I felt like I was a little dry. I felt like there could have been maybe a little bit more energy towards it. But maybe this is just me seeing it live. Maybe I just got to sleep on it. Maybe see it again. Maybe it's a different outcome.
Yeah.
But I definitely enjoyed it. I definitely enjoyed my parts.
You did a really good job. You should be really proud of yourself.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, it was really good.
But that's all right.
And you know, when you do these things too, it's always about tightening it up after you've seen it on a big screen.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah, and it was funny because before I filmed that, I went to Portland just try to clear up my mind.
Uh-huh.
And then when I came back, I felt like, okay, I'm ready for the film.
It's taping. Go ahead.
Yeah, thought I was ready for the film, and I was ready, but I felt like on there, I just felt like performance was just a bit dry. But
honestly, I think you could just tighten that up in editing.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, that's what the editor does.
So
I know when I watch myself and I'm on screen, I'm like, oh my God, yeah. But actually, I thought that the story went really well.
Yeah.
And I thought it definitely had great moments. And I've watched a lot of independent films. I have a couple independent films.
I know, I saw a lot of yours.
Oh, which one?
The one with Tamia Dow.
Oh, Tamia Dow. Yeah. That's hers. That's not mine. But anyways, those are not my films. Just so you know. So I know how it goes. You know, and I know when Abby had done Home with Edgar, and it was kind of like this too, and then they tightened it up, and I think it's turned out to be really good. So it's all about the editing. I don't think you knew her. I thought for what they did, that was amazing, and he did it so quickly.
Yeah, it was we filmed our scene, it was all in October.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
The first one was September.
Don't go yet.
The office one.
Wait a second.
Then me dead, that was last month. Uh-huh. And everything just happened like quick.
That was super, super good. I just want to let you know it was great. It was talking to Steve Delgado. Good job.
Thank you.
Abby, how are you? So what did you think of your movie?
Oh, I loved it. The ending was great.
I thought the actors were great.
Yeah.
Like, I would be like, okay, I'd cast them. Oh, I'd cast them. Oh, definitely cast
them.
Yeah,
so. That's what my husband was doing.
yeah, because, I think it's a movie my husband would have liked.
Yeah.
And he's really picky.
Yeah.
So
It was great. It was like,
the ending
was really nice. I was surprised. I was like, oh, this is great. This is like,
no, what's gonna happen? I thought it was very well done.
Yeah.
I think it could be tightened up, but I think that's just how it is when you do it.
Yeah,
especially when you're, I remember when they first started this.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that long ago.
Yeah.
So I thought they did an excellent job.
Yeah.
And you did a great job.
Thank you so much.
You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
I thought the cast was great. Honestly,
uh-huh.
They did a good job.
Yeah, it was great.
Just wanted to let you know.
Thank you.
And it's good talking to you, Abby Ray, the lead of Del Dicton. I can't even say it right.
And Jose Anthony was really good.
Oh yeah, he was really good. He's a good actor.
Yeah,
I've never seen him in anything before.
Yep.
I've seen him around, but I've never really seen him before. So
I think he came from theater. So
oh, okay, yeah, he did really good. I took a stunt class with him.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stunt people.
Yeah. Well, I think everybody does a little bit of everything out here.
Yeah,
independent filmmaking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing what's next for you. Yeah. And
I'm in Mike McKenna's thing.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
That's next. Hopefully, that's
yes.
coming along.
Yes. Soon. Let's just hope that COVID doesn't kill it.
Oh yeah.
For now, but I'm sure he'll make it. He's a really good writer.
Yeah. He's a really good writer.
Yeah. He's a very excellent writer. Very good friend. So.
Yeah.
So yeah. Well, I just wanted to talk to you and let you know that I really enjoyed your performance and I thought the movie was very good.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
See you.
Good to see you. Be safe. Nice to meet you. Hey, it was really good.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. No, really, I really liked it. I thought it was very well done. I thought the story flowed. I thought everything worked.
That's awesome. I'm glad.
You did a really good job.
Thank you. Super
really
happy
good job.
super happy that you got to watch it too.
Yeah, very proud of you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's for the Vegas community.
And I'm also very proud of your wife. I thought the special effects were good.
That's all her, yeah?
Yeah, that was excellent.
It comes in handy when you have a makeup apartment in the side. It's just, I told her.
It's a lot cheaper that way, too.
I literally drew a picture. I was like, this is what I want. And she was like, okay.
Excellent.
Boom, boom. She drew it again, and then boom, here we go.
Yeah. And I was telling Abby, because when they did Home, Edgar... Well, I call him something else, Nunes. At first, because we saw it at the Brendan Palm Theater. Uh-huh. And then, of course, you know, they tightened it up and it got to be so much better. So I think that it's great to see it on the big screen as an independent filmmaker. And then you kind of go, okay, well, that worked. But I thought it really worked.
Well,
and
so
I've seen a lot of independent films, just so you know.
Thank you so much. So it really means a lot.
So I will be contacting you later. Thanks
a lot.
Thank
you.